and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We're going to solve the trivia questions left over from the first or the second hour of the program. Right off the bat here, we got an email from David Matthew in... Where is David? David is somewhere in the South Kentucky, and he has solved a riddle. Sports Car Graphic was the magazine that spun into Car and Driver. So we'll solve that. We promise you another trivia question in this hour. We also promise you an extensive visit with Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to automotive repair. He's an ASE certified mechanic, and he's also a field reporter for this show. And we're going to take your calls of the mechanical nature. So if there's something wrong with your car, and usually there is, if it's not running right, if it's not running at all, if it's starting, if it's stalling, if it's smoking, if it's not smoking, if it's getting lousy gas mileage, if it's running too rich, if it's running too lean, if it's performing poorly, if it's sitting in your front lawn, we would like to hear from you. Or maybe your mechanic is telling you you got to drop some big money you don't have, you want a second opinion. We got one of the best in the business joining us right now. So you can dial us up toll-free from anywhere that you are hearing this program, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Also in this hour, as I promised, some trivia and maybe a little bit of automotive news as well. But we welcome the pride of Idaho himself, automotive talk show host, automotive repair man, and all-around good guy, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. Gosh, with a heading like that, my head's getting bigger, you know. I mean, I appreciate it.
Very good.
It kind of sounded like you were describing what I feel like after a big football tailgate party there earlier. There.
Very good. So let me ask you the poll question here. Have you seen the new Jay Leno show and the car racing segments? What are your thoughts on it? I don't mind it myself. My wife Sharon doesn't like them.
Yeah, I've watched Jay and the guest his friends doing it, and I think it's a good idea. In fact, watched Rush Limbaugh do his thing and ran over what I think it was Al Gore two or three times, backed up. And
yeah, he did. Yes. Yeah, Ed Begley Jr.
It's a good thing they're just cardboard stand-up.
I know. He didn't care about the time. He wanted to just put it in reverse and do it again.
Yeah. And yeah. I think it's a good idea. You know, it's a great little track, and, you know, it's kind of pinpointing where we're going with cars. You know, it's not running. I don't know who it was that said, hey, this dude, I don't hear the engine running. You know, well, you're not supposed to. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Idea. I'd like to get in the car too and run through that course and see what I could get for time, you know.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore was the first contestant, and they looked at the videotape later and found out that she cheated. She didn't go through all the obstacles, so they had to adjust her time. I'm sure she probably didn't do it on purpose, but they adjusted her time. So I don't know who the winner is right now. They're using a specially prepared Ford Focus, and Ford is actually going to sell this vehicle in 2011, and also they're going to have an electric Transit Connect, which is their new kind of modern-day commercial-type van. But not that far away. We got the Chevrolet Volt, supposedly not that far away. Nissan has announced they're going to build 20,000 of their Leaf. Isn't that a dumb name? The Nissan Leaf. You know, everybody's taking this green thing just a little bit too seriously. Ford, in their Fusion, has got that graphic display that as you drive along in an eco mode, you know, it has like plants that grow more and more leaves. So, I don't know.
I don't know, Bob, too. You know, is that car going to change colors when the leaf, when it turns fall?
Now, that would be a trick, yeah.
Wouldn't that be a trick paint job, huh?
Yeah. Have you been in any of the new cars that have the interior mood lighting?
I have, yeah.
What do you think?
It doesn't do anything with me. You know, I want to drive the car and get the, you know, get the love of the drive into my hands and the feel of what the car's handling like. I'm not going to be sitting in traffic and watching the lights change colors and go with the beat of my music. You know what I mean? I guess that's all right if you're sitting in the big cities and you're commuting many miles.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you got the lights changing colors, the music lights going to the beat of the music, and you're sitting in traffic for 2-3 hours a day times two, why not? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Kia's got those lighted loudspeakers in their Soul vehicle, kind of cool, and Mazda in their 3 has very subtle. It's blue lighting around the instrument cluster that greets you as you get in the car, and then as it kind of slowly pulses with the beat of the music. But Ford probably has the most offered in a variety of cars: the Fusion, the Flex. They have the interior mood lighting that you can change it from 5 or 6 different colors, and of course the Mustang. Although I've never had a test Mustang with its features, so I can't personally attest to it, but reportedly you can kind of blend colors together and have your own custom dash lighting, more than 120
wow.
colors or so. But I'll see it I'll believe it when I get to try it out, and I haven't tried out that one yet. But
next test drive will be on, Bob. We'll look over at the gentleman to the right or to the left of us and we'll say, oh, he's looking pretty green. He needs to get to the hospital.
That's true. Yeah. You know, one of the big things today, I don't know if your son Ryan is into this or your daughter, but, you know, the texting thing is becoming a real problem among teenagers when they're driving. You know, they're texting as they're driving.
Yeah, it's huge. That's one thing that I don't believe in. And I watched a news article in L.A. They're of course giving a ticket out like a lot of the big cities, of course. But they're showing that they want the telephone cell phone mounted up on the dash so you can, you know, it's all voice activated. And I've actually here in Idaho, I've watched we've had some some horrible accidents because of the text messaging in doing it while you're in the car. And I don't know. You know, you got to be a defensive driver. And as I've always said, when I'm in one of my older cars that you have to literally drive, you know, there's no power brakes in it, and you got to hang on to that steering wheel because it's got bias ply tires and it's going to grab a rut. It's going to fill the road, and you better be hanging on. You know, you don't have time. You got to drive the automobile. And I don't have time to sorry, Bob, won't be text messaging you while I'm driving.
Oh, I'm so disappointed, Mark, I tell you.
It's not going to happen.
You're going to be text messaging, sending the text message saying that you're text messaging me.
Yeah.
That will be the content of the message.
I'll be text messaging you, letting you know how much smoke I've got off my back tires.
Exactly. I got a breaking story, even though we're on the public airways here. A breaking story for you, our mutual friend there, Alan Masters, Smith Barney Jones. You know the gentleman.
Yeah.
I found out this week, because I was on a Porsche trip, that Alan is not his real first name. And so we can add a new name to the equation.
Well,
his name is actually Richard. So it's Richard Alan Masters Smith Barney Jones. So he truly is I never knew it, but he actually is a dick after all.
Yeah, I never realized his name would be Dick, but I guess, you know, sooner or later it all comes back around.
Very good. This guy is a media person. Let's put it that way. He's very close with Regis. Do you notice how close he is with Regis? Oh,
yeah.
He is. He's so close.
He's trying to get close to that Kelly, too. You know?
Well, I don't think he has a chance in hell with that, but...
Yeah. Well, that's some breaking news.
Next time I see him, I'm calling him. I'm going to say, hi, Dick, how are you? We're going to have more with Mark around the bend. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up. Start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We got an easy trivia question for you right now because the phones have been kind of quiet today. Many people are looking at football, so let's see if we can get you out of your chair. At 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, easy question. If I say a vehicle is equipped with a six-pack, what does it mean? What is a six-pack when it comes to a vehicle? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Mark Evans, our go-to guy here when it comes to mechanical issues. He's a certified mechanic with his own shop in Boise, Idaho. He also is an automotive journalist with his own radio talk show for many, many years in the Idaho area, and also was member of the McGuire's broadcasting team. What an elite group they were, and traveling the world for how many years did we travel the world? A couple?
Yeah, the Three Musketeers, huh?
That's right. The Three Musketeers traveled the world. And
you know, Bob, too, I met you back how many years ago? We've known each other.
1999, Greenwich.
My goodness, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
I'm surprised when you're having fun.
Yeah, and thank you for helping me out at Consumer Electronics Show this past January, and who knows, maybe the same thing will happen this year. So we'll keep you posted. Yeah,
good event.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that trivia question, that six pack, Bob, was that a six pack of beer in the back seat or?
I don't know. We're gonna have to see what people have to say. 800-259-9231, and also if you've got a problem with your vehicle, this is a golden time because Mark is an expert. So if your vehicle's not running right, if it's doing something funky, you need to talk to Mark. Ross is in Minnesota. Ross, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Good, good.
Well, first let's solve the riddle. What do you think? What's a six-pack?
Oh, a six-pack would be three two-barrel carburetors.
Well, how do you like that? You got it right, Mark.
Oh, yeah, that's better than better. That's like second going down.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a favorite new car out there? And I'll also ask you my usual question, your favorite classic car as well.
Well, my favorite new car would have to be the new Challenger.
Oh.
That's our D8. And my favorite car of all times, I used to have a 70 Cuda with a 440 and a pistol grip 4-speed, and I want another one real bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm very lucky this week because I have a Challenger SRT8 as my test vehicle. And don't want to make anybody jealous here, I've had a lot of economy cars of late, so I'm very lucky to have this car, and so I'm very much enjoying it. So you're right on the money. It's an incredible car for the money. It really is, and I would highly recommend it. I'll tell you more next week after I drive it a little bit more. What color would you get on the SRT8?
Oh, it'd have to be black.
Oh, you're a man after my own heart. The one I have is red. I think it's a special red. It's called Tor Red. And has a gray interior. For 2010, they're going to offer it in a famous old Mopar color called Plum Crazy. Remember that color?
Sure. You bet I do. Yeah.
Yep, they're going to bring that one back. And how about, you kind of answered it in the realm of classic cars. It all falls into that realm. What do you drive these days, and do you have any mechanical problems that Mark can help you out with?
Well, I do. I have a 91 Dodge Dynasty that I use for a work car, and it was a one-owner car. It's only got like 100,000 miles on. 3.3-liter V6. Got a transmission problem with it.
Okay, go right ahead and describe it.
It's a summer car. Whenever it gets colder than, say, 50 degrees out, it likes to start out in second gear until you get the transmission fluid warmed up. Have to pull over to the side, shut the ignition off, restart the car, and she'll usually take off and shift just fine. But the colder it gets, the harder it is to get it to shift. So I was just wondering if there's something in the valve body or common problem with that Mopar.
Well, Ross, you've said the magic word, the valve body. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to look at a valve body in an automatic transmission. It's just basically a big thick sandwich with a lot of termite channels in it, with ball bearings and springs. And have you ever had a chance to have anyone basically make sure that the filter's good and clean and we don't have a clot, a transmission fluid goo clot in there? Has that been serviced?
Yeah, it's been serviced. And I actually tried the Prindle switch, the park reverse neutral drive, and that didn't do anything either.
Okay. One thing that I would first do, you're right there on the borderline of 1991 of electronically controlled transmissions. And that car is an OBD-1, not an OBD-2, but 1. So what I'd like you to do first, it costs nothing to do, and you can do it yourself, is get in the driver's seat, just turn the key on. Don't start the engine. Turn the key on and turn it off, and do that three times. On the third time, leave the key on. Again, never start the engine. Just leave the key on. Look at the engine light, and the engine light that says check engine will actually flash, will go on and off, which is Morse code. And,
okay.
And the first code will be, the first number will be 12. One, and then it'll flash once, and then there'll be a break, and then it'll flash twice in a row, and then it stops for a long break, and that tells you that's a 12. Do that, and it'll give you three numbers. The third number within that sequence will be the electronic code number that we are concerned with as being a doctor and you too for what's going on. And you could have actually one of the there's an electronic servo valve that could be causing that first gear problem. So let's do that test first. And then on those dynasties too, I've actually put shift kits in those transmissions. And shift kit is a fancy two words there that you can basically just replace you're replacing springs and ball bearings and drilling out a few holes in that valve body, the termite channels, in order for it to shift more positive. And I've done that on the 3.3s and also the 2.5 four-cylinder engines on the transmissions behind those engines to get them to shift correctly. And when we're in there doing that, we're finding a whole bunch of transmission goo. And that's probably most of your problem. Do the electronic scan first through your engine. In check engine light, do that one, and then any AutoZone, O'Reilly's, Pep Boys, you can just call your parts store and say, hey, I've got this year, make, and model, and I found the code. It's number 29. Could you guys tell me what that is?
Okay.
One thing that all of us can do, whenever you call a parts store, they have all the books. Haynes is a great name, great brand of shop manuals that I have and I use, and they have them also to sell. The thing that's the key here, if you call one of your parts stores and ask them, they might turn you down. At that point, say, no, we really don't want to go to our book for you. Let's go negative here. Let's say they say, no, we can't really help you. Say, you know what, wait a minute. If you can, guys can help me and tell me what the code is, I'll buy the part from you.
Exactly.
And again, instantly, Ross, they'll help you, Steve, because you're going to go there and buy the part.
That's right.
You know, everybody helps each other, you know.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that it could diagnose itself there, being 91 like that. So it's nice to know.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. Hang on for Matt, and we're going to put you in the running for the big prize. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car.
Thank you very much for joining us here. You're listening to Auto World. I was losing my voice, so I took a drink. Story behind the story, and we are live all across North America via the GCN network. Check out our website, very easy, gcnlive.com. You can listen to the live stream. You can listen to archives. You can listen to on-demand shows. You can get the free podcast. You can even listen on your smartphone. If you got a BlackBerry or an iPhone, you can listen there if you download the app at gcnlive.com. Mark Evans is with us. He is our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues. If you got a problem with your vehicle, we'd love to help you out. If it's not running right, want a second opinion, Mark has his own shop in Idaho, and he's also been an automotive radio talk show host doing expert repair work via the airwaves. So we would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. And I've got an email question here for you. Mark comes from Nebraska, and the person's name is Ruby. And Ruby would like to know, what is a flathead engine?
Well, that's an engine that's flat. No, that's, it is actually pretty much flat. There's a flathead six-cylinder, a flathead 12-cylinder, flathead four-cylinder. And that means basically when you look at that car, now that's back in the yesteryears, the old cars had flatheads, and as they call it, the flathead, the cylinder head, did not have the valves in it. The valves were right next to the pistons in the cylinder block, so all they had to do was put a cap, like a bottle cap on a pop bottle. You had to put just the cap on the top of the pistons and the valves, and that's where you get the word flat. I actually do have some tools to work on those flatheads, Bob, the seat, the valves, and the block and all, but they're pretty easy. Take the old head off, and it's just flat as a pancake. I mean, literally, all you see is a pancake grill up there with bolts sticking in it. So that's where that comes from, flathead engine. Good little, I got one, a flathead six cylinder in my little 38 Plymouth, a little one barrel on it, and doesn't burn any fuel. I mean, I could put it in the green category, Bob, because it doesn't burn much.
Very good. We'll throw out another trivia question just for the heck of it here, Mark. Back in the 1960s, one of the American car companies experimented with a turbine-powered vehicle. Which car company had a turbine concept car? It never made production. Jay Leno just actually bought one of these from this company's collection. The turbine car from the 1960s. Which car company had a turbine car? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Mark, I know your oldest vehicle in your own personal collection is a 1916 Chevrolet. What type of engine does that have?
It's actually a flathead four-cylinder also.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's a flathead, and it's a hand crank. It's the first year of the electric option, which means it's got headlights and an electric starter on it. And again, it's kind of a little bit rare. In fact, Jace Leno's called me on that car. He knows what it looks like. I sent photos and everything over to him, and he loves the old vintage cars, and just helped me with that car a little bit about with parts, because I bought it from a gentleman who had hadn't had it running since 1960. So back in the day, this gentleman was his original car out of the same family. And I ended up buying it from him. He actually found me through the radio word. So kind of lucky there. I love cars, love putting a life in them. And you get back in the old word flathead again, those engines, they like leaded, high protein, which is basically another word for high octane fuel. And today, you know, Bob, we can't find it. You can't find a high octane, high protein fuel with lead in it. So looks like a chemist in my one shop here. I sit back and I formulate a gallon of fuel just for that car, just to go out and run that and exercise that car. So, that's that love affair again, you know, that very few people, you know, do you have a love affair for your automobile, your truck, your car, whatever you might drive. And I think we all should have, because my opinion is that they do, you know, provide us a way of getting to and from our destination, if it's our job or our fun spot or wherever it might be. And I really do. A gallon of gas is worth gold to me, you know?
Yeah, no, I can hear you, Mark. No question about it.
Gotta have it. Yep.
Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Which car company had an experimental turbine car back in the 1960s? Mark, when it comes to different engines today, Porsche, of course, has the Boxster, which has a Boxster engine, and all the Subarus have Boxster-type engines, and these are flat engines. Explain to our listeners a little bit the difference between a regular conventional engine and one of these Boxster-type engines.
Great question, Bob. Let's talk about the Subaru first. It's, you know, we say V8 or like the Chevrolet i6. Where's that? What's that letter stand for? And the best way for all of us to understand, if we open our hood on our car, are V6. It's shaped, the pistons are in the shape of a V. So the rods are connected to a crankshaft. That's just basically a rod in the bottom of the engine that spins, which the connecting rod pistons connected to it. So those pistons are actually moving in the shape of a V, the i6. An I is straight up and down. So that's why they call it the i6. Six cylinders going up and down. The Subaru, the Boxster, is it looking like a box? Yes. That's where they come up with that word. Those pistons, the crankshafts in the center, those pistons, connecting rods are ones on the left, ones on the right, and they could have, like a Subaru could have two on one side, two on the other side. That's a four cylinder because you have four cylinders. So it's in the shape of a box. I work on a lot of Subarus, do a lot of things with them electronically and oil leaks. We've got the overhead valves. We have timing belts, timing that you have to have. Since you have overhead valves, you have to have a camshaft that's over there also. And so you've got a timing belt that you know, you start looking at these box type engines. The timing belt is quite, some folks might wonder why the timing belt word is, why does it cost so much? Well, you get looking there, you know, that timing belt, sometimes I pull those out when I get them out, Bob, and they're 14 feet long. I mean,
wow.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it goes on forever because a timing belt connects all camshafts. Again, sometimes you have two camshafts above each head, and there's two heads, so there's four camshafts. Then you have to have an idler pulley per camshaft times two on that. Got to keep it tight. And then you have, again, you get into the word Honda again, and Subaru, and of course Porsche. You end up with oil pressure tensioner cylinders that are full of oil, and they are actually got a pulley on top of them, and they've got their own separate little piston of oil, the hydraulic tensioner piston, oil, pushing that timing belt up. So there's the belt, again, going around another pulley. So you end up with a Boxster-type engine or the Subaru-type engine with the pistons laying on their side. They're parallel to the ground is the best way to say it. And sometimes you get oil leaks. Oil's got to lay on its side. And, you know, you've got a lot of pressure there, too. So oil leaks is just one thing that I always say, you know, to everybody is always use your sight, use your eyes, look for oil leaks. And also use the nose, look for smell oil. Is it burning? An oil leak's a big thing. And wherever you have a Boxster-type engine, you're going to have a little oil leak.
Well, there's words of an expert. Mark Evans, if there's something wrong with your car, give us a call. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Seems I always end up driving by.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for being here. You're listening to Auto World on GCN. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans. He's our favorite guy when it comes to mechanical issues. If you got a problem with your car, we have a remaining segment here with Mark. So call in right now if you want to solve the trivia question here about the turbine. I thought for certain someone would get this, the turbine-powered car. Believe it or not, they were talking about atom-powered cars back in the early 60s. Of course, that never happened, but one car company, a domestic car company, experimented with a turbine, like a jet engine powered car. What car company was it? The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Mark, we're at the fall, and that means people should be thinking about getting their vehicles ready for the winter months ahead. What do you recommend in the realm of oil changes? Is this a good time of the year to change your oil? What do you think?
It is, Bob. The word, I guess, is winterize your boat. Get ready to put your boat up, for the winter, and at the same time, winterize the vehicle. It pulls the boat. Lou Well Filler, that's the first thing that I always recommend for everybody to do is just change oil at that time. That's one point too. Bob, we talk a lot about, you go into the quick discount type stores to go in, drop your car off, and you go in, and I won't mention any names, but you're going to go grocery shopping, grab some clothes, and do whatever in the furniture area while you're changing your oil. I do get a lot of business from those type of stores on the automotive side because I'd always recommend for someone to go in to get your oil changed through the automotive division store, Quick Lube, people that do it for a living, because, we've got our eyes and our ears all tuned in to looking at your belts. So you might even ask for a free brake inspection, get those brakes ready for winter. It's the last thing you want to do is worry about analog brakes, not working. Bob, the ABS light might be on the dash. Get all this done this time, right now. Winterize that automobile right now. One thing that I've always mentioned also too in the summer with our air conditioning questions is using the can of antibacterial spray. I like Lysol. And in fact, that'd be a good sponsor for the show. Talk about them a lot.
Yeah.
But the Lysol antibacterial spray. People say, why do I want that? It's in your bathroom. It's underneath the sink. I want you to pull that out of there, get it out, use it in the bathroom. But let's get it out in the garage on the car. There's a little grill work that I would say, let's winterize your air conditioning. And that smell you've been smelling when you turn the air conditioner on in the August, July, June, July, August month, that's moisture buildup, mold and mildew that's literally inside right next to your heater core inside that box underneath the dash. And that AC evaporator freezes up and gets mold and mildew in there. And that's where you come in with this Lysol antibacterial spray. Turn the You can turn the heater on full blast now if you'd like at this time of year, Bob, or the air conditioner, whatever, turns that fan on to blow air through those vents on the inside. At the same time, spray that that Lysol out of that deer spray. And that grill work is right outside underneath your windshield.
Good advice.
And that bacteria spray, yeah, it'll kill the mold and mildew, so that'll be winterized for you. Of course, your heater, you know, you want a good heater. Thermostat in your engine, has it been running at operating temperatures? So the thermostats aren't that much money. Let's make sure the water pump's not leaking. Make sure you've got good antifreeze. The water pump's pumping good. There's no, again, getting your side out, making sure there's no green fluid, or in this case, you might have a failure. You might even have red under there. A lot of my customers say, what's that red? Is that power steering leaking? No, that's antifreeze. Yes, there's different colors.
Today, it's a different ballgame. Let's see if we can squeeze a couple of more callers in. John joins us in Iowa, listening on KXEL. John, thank you for calling in. How are you doing?
All right, man. I wanted to call and see if Chrysler was the correct answer.
Yes, Chrysler is the correct answer. They had the turbine car. How about your favorite new car, favorite classic car?
Well, I was going to ask you a quick question. If you get an old 1935 five-window coupe that has been sitting around since 1969.
Wow.
And the body is in need of repair, and you want to get it running. I've had people tell me that you need to get the body work done first, the floors, the patch panels, all that kind of stuff. Other people are saying, no, get it running and stopping first. What do you think Mark Evans says?
Well, what does Mark Evans say?
Well, that's a great question. And I definitely, there's only one thing to say, is that you always want nice, clean body panels. No grease, no silicones, no oil on those body panels to get a great paint job done. So that just answers everything. We've got to get the drivetrain, all that engine oil, gasoline, brake fluid, antifreeze, all that done first. So I definitely do recommend to do your drivetrain, get your rolling chassis, your engine, your transmission, brakes, all done first. Have all that dirty, greasy work out of the way, and then your body man can have good, clean, you know, start. And there won't be, you know, paint doesn't quite, you get a lot of fisheye. That's silicone based on those body panels. So always do the dirty work first, which is always the automotive repair rolling chassis stuff.
So all right, thank you.
Good advice there.
Thanks, John.
Excellent. And Matt, do we still have our other caller, or is he gone away? All right, he has gone away. So, Mark, as you were saying, getting ready for the winter months, the thermostat is definitely a must thing we should look at, and windshield wipers often neglected as well.
Well, yeah, Bob, that's another great thing, too, windshield wipers. But, you know, the biggest thing we always forget, this little tip that I always like to pass on to everybody, the washer fluid.
Oh, yeah.
So you go get that blue stuff and pour it in that plastic container. Oh, I don't need to use it. Well, sooner or later, everybody pushes that button there, and it pushes that blue fluid up on the windshield. And here's a little tip, Bob. You'll love it. I don't know if you've ever put Rain X literally in the washer fluid.
No, no. This is news to me. Tell us more.
Yeah, do. You know, a lot of us, as Rain X says, hey, there's another sponsor we need to talk to. Rain X is a great product. Great, I use it. But they say on their bottle, their product, to put it on the windshield. Well, I found out, hey, I'm getting lazier in my older age here, Bob. I usually pour the Rain X in the washer bottle itself with the blue washer fluid, and it's already in there. And what that is kind of like, I call it the Lexon. You know, these NASCAR racers, the NASCAR car going around the track, you watch them come in the pits, and they pull the pit crew, you know, does the tires and et cetera, and then they pull that Lexon, that sheet of Lexon off the, it's got a protective film on the Lexon windshield.
Yep.
That way the driver can see again. Well, Rain X is basically for all of us out here, residential side and commercial, if you're in commercial side, it's just a film. And it's great film because it stops rain from beating up, you know, and these huge rainstorms, sleet storms, snowstorms. So I just mixed it. I look like that chemist again, man. Hey, let's put this many ounces of Rain X in my windshield washer fluid bottle. Then you don't have to keep wiping the window down every time you push the button. You got that extra film of Rain X on that windshield. So another thing too, Bob, coming in the wintertime, it seems to get darker earlier, and you know, sun comes up later. And how's your light? How's the headlight?
Yeah, good. That's a good one, Mark.
lights are a big part of our seeing in order to see the people in front of us. And I definitely recommend, and there are a lot of people say, you know, I've got these plastic lenses out in front of my, you know, on my headlights, and I can't, my headlights aren't very bright. I see these dull lenses, plastic lenses. And there's our friends again, Meguiar's actually. Bob, I don't know if you ever used that product.
But sure, yeah, no, that's good stuff.
Yep, they got a kit that actually takes and clears up that foggy plastic lens you have in front of the bulb. But again, bulbs, a lot of us out there think we have to replace our whole entire headlight housing, you know, that plastic whole entire thing. No. We can clean it and then go to our favorite parts store and buy a new bulb for $14 up to maybe $20. And at the beginning, you'll look at the package on where the bulbs are packaged. And another thing I like, Bob, is there's a picture of the ends of bulbs, and it shows you how many candlelight powers, all those technical words. I just look at the picture and say, hey, look, this bulb looks like it pushes out this much farther in light than this one. I'm going to buy that one because it pushes more light out. So that's another thing. But another big word is battery.
Oh, yeah.
Batteries, you buy your car and it starts. And I never hear from anybody, Bob, until what? The car breaks. And then I hear from them. And at that time, they're not in the best mood. You know, their pocket is kind of lean on the green money, but they got to get their car going. It won't start. And I look at them and say, hey, just want to let you know your battery's the problem. And the battery's 7 years old.
Yeah, so exactly. Surprise. Mark,
yep.
Time is flying as usual, but we thank you so much for your appearance here today, and we'll do it again real soon.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. Check out my website when you get a chance, autoworldradio.com, the network, gcnlive.com. I'm Bob Long.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.